On Tuesday, the Board of Trustees for the town of Paonia held a hearing, a trial of sorts for Barbara Peterson, the town clerk that was dismissed last December. The reason there's a special hearing is that a Colorado statute states that appointed officials must have written charges brought against them and a hearing. That didn't happen when Peterson was let go in December, so the town had a special meeting, set a hearing date for Peterson, and retroactively put her on paid administrative leave. At the hearing, town manager Jane Berry brought up issues of Peterson's work performance and the alleged misuse of state funds, as well as emphasizing the town's financial state. She said that a state grant that was used so Peterson could get her master's degree was spent on things not allowed by the grant. Berry alleged that over $23,000 of state funding was inappropriately used for Peterson's personal vehicle, gas money, and rent. This is Berry testifying.
Have you seen any written agreement or public vote that took place by the town board indicating that the town would reimburse, separate and apart from whatever DOLA reimbursed, Ms. Peterson for things like her tuition, her lodging, her gas expenses?
After an exhaustive search, I myself have found no such records to exist.
Her testimony focused on how broke the town was, and still is, and reimbursements to Peterson from the state grant. During Peterson's testimony, she said that she had approval from the Department of Local Affairs for those expenses and a stipend, but those arrangements were verbal and had nothing in writing. Plus, those items had been approved by the town. Also, none of the DOLA issues, the biggest charge against her in this hearing, were even looked into until weeks after Peterson was dismissed. Interestingly, Peterson was asked by her counsel if she loved her job. She did. And if she would want to be reinstated. She said no.
I would find it difficult to work for a board who has actively tried to disparage and terminate me from my employment.
The Board of Trustees acted as the jury in this hearing, but didn't come to a decision. They're planning on revealing whether or not to retain Peterson next Tuesday. The hearing was well attended, with standing room only on some occasions. Several people in attendance were there to support Peterson, like Elaine Brett.
I think it's a witch hunt, and I think they went after it. And at the time that it was being administered, that, you know, the fault may be that somebody on the council or somebody on a committee wasn't as rigorous as this council is demanding. But I believe that everybody was behind it, and that Barb believed that she was doing the right things. And it was the oversight was there. The approvals, you just can't spend money without the approvals, and especially things that are open. And, you know, if somebody's going to try and swindle something, they're not going to keep the receipts.
Peterson has also given the town of Paonia a letter notifying them of her intent to sue over the dismissal.